Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
I'm Liam Maitlam, KCBS foodie chap at Fish and Floor Market in Nui, near the Castro in San Francisco. With me, Chef F.A. and Sahat, the owner. Cheers to you guys, or salute.
Cheers.
And of course, we have to drink. Right. Not just cheers, we've got to have a drink together. Here we go. Oh my gosh, that is a gift from the gods. Let's talk wine first. Chef, what are we drinking?
So we are drinking a white wine from Hungary. This grape is just grown on Hungary, so it's called Eufarg. It is from 2021, and which is we really like to pair with our seafood because it's very smooth drink, and then it's a little bit, just a little bit acidic, and then you can feel a little bit citrus on it. Wow. So we really like that.
Perfect with a piece of salmon on a kale salad, which is just what I had for my lunch. Let's talk about the name, Sahat. Fish and Floor. What's behind the name? What's the story behind the name?
Café Floor is the historical café floor in the Castro. And the fish comes from the fish company, which is my wholesale seafood company that I started with.
So you know your fish. What's great about the bounty here in the Bay Area and in Northern California? What's good about the fish here? Why is the fish, the local fish here, special? And what sets it apart from fish you'll find on the East Coast or other parts of the country?
I mean, the most special part about fish is always that you're close to the coast. So San Francisco's on the Bay. We have a lot of fresh fish coming. People can have fresh fish anytime, any season.
What are the most popular? Of all the fish available, what's most popular here?
Anchovies are pretty popular during the season. Squid is pretty popular around here. Sea bass is also a striped sea bass. There's a lot of fish that, Dungeness crab, you know. We have everything in the oceans here.
Well, the season's starting for crabs, so it is the time. And for you, Chef F.A., cooking with fish, what do you love about it?
So I love cooking about fish. So this is ocean, right? There's like different type of fish in the ocean, and each fish has different unique flavors. So it's up to you to find and pair with something next to it and just create a dish and then just make something unique out of it is very important, because the fish or like seafood is not like just like meat, because you eat lamb is same, you will eat any beef in the same flavor, but each seafood that you will eat is different, unique flavor on it. So this is very important. Just like explore the ocean, just find the new flavors, just put everything together, trying to create something, and then just find out, and then just like enjoy.
So it's exciting for you as a chef to work with fish. Let's talk about, you prepared two dishes today. One, the mussels. Talk us through the mussels dish.
Actually, mussels are actually, it's very, very, very classical dish. Mussels, everybody loves dishes, love the mussels, right? Mussels are one of the most favorite dish for a seafood restaurant, for but in our mussels, we didn't go out of like the classical. We're still using a lot of butter. We are using some cream, some fennel, some shallot, and then we are serving our mussels with baobab. So it's like a little bit adventure, actually. So you just start eating your mussels. You can drink the juice with the spoon, and then at the end of the journey, you can just dip your baobab in it, and then just have fun.
I have to tell you, that dish is a little taste of heaven. The steamed mussels, yeah, butter, cream, garlic, fennel, shallot, parsley, and the bao buns to soak up all that goodness at the end. And of course, the salmon. You have a unique way that you do the salmon. Talk us through the salmon dish.
The salmon dish is actually it's one of the easiest dish in my menu, but like what I believe is just like, you know, like simplicity. When I create this menu, I always try to stay in simple and then create all my dishes in a way which is like in a simplicity, because like the product, if the product is good, you'll make good dishes at the end of the day. And then this dish, as I said, we just put the salmon on a pan with some cream in it, some spinach, some capers for salinity. And then we are just closing on top of it, and then we are actually just poaching it, the salmon. In that way, when you apply the salmon to the low heat, it gives you all the juice, which is like a huge gift. It gives you all the juice into the cream, and then when you just reduce the cream with that really tasty juice, it just gives you a natural, very good sauce out of it.
You know, every time you mention cream, we have to have a drink, because you mentioned cream three times, so cheers. We have to have a drink here. It's a new drinking game. You mentioned cream, and we have a little drink. Sohat, what is your favorite dish on the menu? I know it's like asking you to pick your favorite child, but if you were to have supper here tonight, what would be your go-to dish here at Fish and Floor?
I like them all. Our calamari is one of the best calamaris you can have. I'm really proud of that.
How? What do you love about it?
It's lightly breaded. It has the meat. It's just delicious.
Yeah. I've got to come back for the calamari.
You should.
Yeah, got to come back for the calamari. And to sort of eat here on the corner of Market and Noe, it's a wonderful place to be, because you're right there at the corner. The traffic going by, we're not just talking about the cars and the trolleys, we're talking about the flow of people that pass as the sun sets. This whole neighborhood, the Castro, takes on a different vibe. So how would you describe the setting here at Cafe Flora? Oh, I said it! We're going to get into the history in just a moment, because this was Cafe Flora for 30 years. A place like... How many? 50
years.
50 years. Cafe Flora in this corner here. I came here 30 years ago. Now I'm aging myself. I was barely a teenager. So a very popular spot. But set the scene for a chef. What is the experience like here at Fish and Floor for dinner, for example?
So for dinner, first of all, we want to stay a little bit casual in our dinner and also in our lunch menu, because we want everybody come and enjoy with the good food, which is affordable prices a little bit. In that point, we are not like classical American seafood restaurant. We are trying to just create some different dishes with the seafood we have in the seasonal or in the local. The seafoods that we find around it, we are just creating unique dishes, unique flavored dishes. So all the dishes will you eat here, you must not find any restaurant around here.
Well, what I love about, if you obviously love your seafood, you'll find oysters, ceviche, You'll find the oysters. I'm just mentioning grilled oysters. Mentioned the mussels, the fried calamari. So that's for those who love the surf. If you love your turf and you want to come and have a steak or lamb chops, you know, you can. And I love the fact that you use lamb, because people don't eat enough lamb. In Europe, especially Ireland and England, we eat a lot of lamb. What do you love about cooking with lamb?
Lamb is a huge, unique flavor, you know, and I guess the lamb is the most fatty, most tender meat maybe around the world. Also, I'm from Turkey, which our primary protein is lamb.
Yeah.
And we grow up with lamb,
yeah.
So we love eating lamb.
Yeah.
So if we have to put on the menu, because that lamb is especially where I am from.
Yeah.
So we love to cook lamb. We love to eat lamb. I don't know. Lamb is just so special to me.
Yeah. No, you don't have to preach. You're singing to the choir. I love lamb as well. So heart for you too. Lamb is important, right?
Oh, yeah. Lamb. There's different type of lambs around the world. So in Turkey, we have a lamb which is more fattier.
Yeah.
It has a tail that is all with fat.
Yeah.
We have New Zealand. We have Australia, which is very famous.
Yeah.
We have local lamb.
You know, the British lamb isn't is tasty because they run too much and they don't have enough fat, the British lamb. Yeah. So
the fat is what gives the flavor, though.
Yeah. Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's why I love the lamb here. It's very different.
Yeah.
The fat, of course, is the flavor. Absolutely.
Yes.
So dinner, weekend brunch. You do an extraordinary brunch here at Fish and Floor. What's the brunch experience all about?
Brunch experience is all about having fun. Come here with your family, come here with your friend. You can come here for a date. I guess that's a great spot for a date, for sure. And then we'll try to make everybody happy here during the brunch. Brunch is very fun. It's very casual. You can eat like a lot of seafood. You can still start some oysters. You can eat some seafood platter. But brunch is not just about seafood. Brunch is actually how it's supposed to be for brunch, because brunch is a different thing. Brunch is a whole thing. So we are keeping the brunch aura here. We have everything about brunch, but we just have like a couple fine touches with the seafood, which we are making some crab madame. It's not croque madame, it's crab madame. So we have,
I like that, crab madame.
Exactly.
Okay,
there is some crab Dungeness crab meat in it.
Yeah.
That's why we called it a crab madame. There's just like a couple dishes that we have like little touches in it on the menu.
Well, perfect for crab season and perfect to have on a date, a little bit of crab.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Crab makes everybody happy.
And of course, there are drinks being served. Mimosas at brunch?
Oh, mimosa, yes. You can't go wrong with mimosa. We have to have mimosa. Mimosa is the best for brunch. You'll just come here, eat maybe some crab madame and drink some mimosa next to it. It sounds great.
Sign me up. Table for two, please. The cocktail program is also part of the story here at Fish and Floor. I love the names of the cocktails, the Scarlet Hours, the Bourbon Cocktail. My favorite, Artichoke. I love my gin. And with that, there's Campari, peppercorn syrup, grapefruit and tonic. I love the queer fashioned. Perfect for the neighborhood here. Here's one that caught my eye. The Pescatini.
Yes.
With anchovy vodka, gin, and dry vermouth. What's your favorite cocktail, chef?
So my favorite cocktail is, to be honest, Drain or Shine is a really good cocktail in the menu. But this Pescatini is very special. I'm not sure if there's some alcohol or like some cocktails around San Francisco, but so as a chef, I like, especially as a seafood restaurant, I'm a big fan of Josh Nealand. Josh Nealand makes a lot of things in around the world, and he's one of the like best fish butcher and restauranter I get, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I was just like going around his books. I was just like, you know, reading his books and the other stuff. And then one day, I saw him like new book, and then there was like a fish martini. They were doing fish martini with the fish fat. Then we just don't want to do with the fish fat, and then we find another way to infuse the fish inside the vodka, and then we just create a pescatini here, which is, it's just like, it's not fishy flavor, but it's just like there is still some in the bag.
Yeah.
But it is still martini.
Yeah.
With the fish.
Well, I'm gonna come back for that cocktail.
Yes, please.
So do you have a favorite cocktail?
I like the pescatini, actually. The infusion of the fish, yeah. And it's changing always seasonally. So that pescatini is not always the same pescatini. So the infusion with the seafood, with the alcohol, is, I think, something that everybody should try.
Well, friends, walking through the doors here and seeing how they have reimagined what used to be Cafe Flore, it's now Fish and Flore. And I walked in, I thought, where am I? Am I in Istanbul? The lamps hanging over the bar. I mean, what you've done is incredibly impressive. The ambiance is really cool. All the love and passion by chef here on every single plate. The mastery behind the cocktails, behind the bar. Something for everyone here. Date night, a group of friends, the family, all welcome here for Fish and Flore at the corner of Market and Noe. I'll let you both have the last word. Why should people come and visit?
Why should people come and visit? We are unique. We are focused on seafood. We have an amazing spot in the city. Just come and enjoy.
I'm coming back. Chef?
So why you should come here? You should come here to taste maybe different unique flavor of seafood. You should come here and enjoy the seasonality. You should come here and enjoy the some local products. And then just try something different. And then maybe you'll never eat it again because I might change the menu soon.
Uh-huh. Well, you just have to keep on coming back.
Yes, please.
So friends, like the salmon, don't go downtown. Come upstream to the Castro, Fish and Flore at the corner of Market and Noe. You'll be jolly glad you did. Great cuisine, great cocktails, a wonderful wine program as well, and hospitality that's warm along with the conviviality. It's a lovely new spot, and it warms my heart to be back here because it brings back memories of me first coming to San Francisco in America 30 years ago. We're actually sitting right at the table where I used to always sit and have morning coffee. So you've done a lovely thing here. Thank you for the gift of your love and passion for this spot, Sahat, and you, Chef F.A. We thank you both. So friends, more on Fish and Flore at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS foodie chap at Fish and Flore Market in Nohe, near the Castro in San Francisco. With me, Chef F.A. and Sahat, the owner. Cheers to you guys, or salute.
Cheers.
And of course, we have to drink. Right. Not just cheers, we've got to have a drink together. Here we go. Oh my gosh, that is a gift from the gods. Let's talk wine first. Chef, what are we drinking?
So we are drinking a white wine from Hungary. This grape is just grown on Hungary, so it's called Eufarg. It is from 2021, and which is we really like to pair with our seafood because it's very smooth drink, and then it's a little bit, just a little bit acidic, and then you can feel a little bit citrus on it. Wow. So we really like that.
Perfect with a piece of salmon and a kale salad, which is just what I had for my lunch. Let's talk about the name, Sahat. Fish and Flore. What's behind the name? What's the story behind the name?
Café Flore is the historical Café Flore in the Castro. And the fish comes from the fish company, which is my wholesale seafood company that I started with.
So you know your fish. What's great about the bounty here in the Bay Area and in Northern California? What's good about the fish here? Why is the fish, the local fish here, special? And what sets it apart from fish you'll find on the East Coast or other parts of the country?
I mean, the most special part about fish is always that you're close to the coast. So San Francisco is on the Bay. We have a lot of fresh fish coming. People can have fresh fish anytime, any season.
What are the most popular? Of all the fish available, what's most popular here?
Anchovies are pretty popular during the season. Yeah. Squid is pretty popular around here. Sea bass is also a striped sea bass. There's a lot of fish that, Dungeness crab, you know. We have everything in the oceans here.
Well, the season's starting for crabs, so it is the time. And for you, Chef F.A., cooking with fish, what do you love about it?
So I love cooking about fish. So this is ocean, right? There's like different type of fish in the ocean, and each fish has different unique flavors. So it's up to you to find and pair with something next to it and just create a dish and then just make something unique out of it is very important, because this the fish or like seafood is not like just like meat, because you eat lamb is same, you will eat any beef it is same flavor, but each seafood that you will eat is different unique flavor on it. So this is very important, just like explore the ocean, just find the new flavors, just put everything together, trying to create something, and then just find out and then just like enjoy.
So it's exciting for you as a chef to work with fish. Let's talk about, you prepared two dishes today. One, the mussels. Talk us through the mussels dish.
Mussels are actually, it's very, very, very classical dish. Mussels, everybody loves dishes, love the mussels, right? Mussels are one of the most favorite dish for a seafood restaurant, but in our mussels, we didn't go out of like the classical. We're still using a lot of butter. We are using some cream, some fennel, some shallot, and then we are serving our mussels with baoban. So it's like a little bit adventure, actually. So you just start eating your mussels. You can drink the juice with the spoon, and then at the end of the journey, you can just dip your baoban in it and then just have fun.
I have to tell you, that dish is a little taste of heaven. The steamed mussels, yeah, butter, cream, garlic, fennel, shallot, parsley, and the bao buns to soak up all that goodness at the end. And of course, the salmon. You have a unique way that you do the salmon. Talk us through the salmon dish.
The salmon dish is actually it's one of the easiest dish in my menu, but like what I believe is just like, you know, like simplicity. When I create this menu, I always try to stay in simple and then create all my dishes in a way which is like in a simplicity, because like if the product is good, you'll make good dishes at the end of the day. And then this dish, as I said, we just put the salmon on a pan with some cream in it, some spinach, some capers for salinity, and then we are just closing on top of it, and then we are actually just poaching it, the salmon. In that way, when you apply the salmon to the low heat, it gives you all the juice, which is like huge gift. It gives you all the juice into the cream, and then when you just reduce the cream with that really tasty juice, it just gives you a natural, very good sauce out of it.
You know, every time you mention cream, we have to have a drink, because you mentioned cream three times, so cheers, we have to have a drink here. It's a new drinking game. You mentioned cream, and we have a little drink. So, Hart, what is your favorite dish on the menu? I know it's like asking you to pick your favorite child, but if you were to have supper here tonight, what would be your go-to dish here at Fish and Floor?
I like them all. Our calamari is one of the best calamaris you can have. I'm really proud of that.
How? What do you love about it?
It's lightly breaded. It has the meat. It's just delicious.
Yeah. I've got to come back for the calamari.
You should.
Yeah, I've got to come back for the calamari. And to sort of eat here on the corner of Market and Noe, it's a wonderful place to be because you're right there at the corner. The traffic going by, we're not just talking about the cars and the trolleys, we're talking about the flow of people that pass as the sun sets. This whole neighborhood, the Castro, takes on a different vibe. So how would you describe the setting here at Cafe Flora? Oh, I said it! We're going to get into the history in just a moment, because this was Cafe Flora for 30 years. A place like...
50 years.
How many?
50 years.
Yeah. Years. Cafe Flora in this corner here. I came here 30 years ago. Now I'm aging myself. I was barely a teenager. So a very popular spot. But set the scene for a chef. What is the experience like here at Fish and Flora for dinner, for example?
So for dinner, first of all, we want to stay a little bit casual in our dinner and also in our lunch menu, because we want everybody come and enjoy with the good food, which is affordable prices a little bit. In that point, we are not like classical American seafood restaurant. We are trying to just create some different dishes with the seafood we have in the seasonal or in the local. The seafoods that we find around it, we are just creating unique dishes, unique flavored dishes. So all the dishes will you eat here, you must not find any restaurant around here.
Well, what I love about, if you obviously love your seafood, you'll find oysters, ceviche. You'll also here you'll find the oysters. I'm just mentioning grilled oysters. Mentioned the mussels, the fried calamari. So that's for those who love the surf. If you love your turf and you want to come and have a steak or lamb chops, you know, you can. And I love the fact that you use lamb, because people don't eat enough lamb. In Europe, especially Ireland and England, we eat a lot of lamb. What do you love about cooking with lamb?
Lamb is a huge, unique flavor, you know, and I guess the lamb is the most fatty, most tender meat maybe around the world. Also, I'm from Turkey, which our primary protein is lamb.
Yeah.
And we grow up with lamb,
yeah.
So we love eating lamb.
Yeah.
So if we had to put on the menu, because that lamb is especially where I'm from.
Yeah.
So we love to cook lamb, we love to eat lamb. I don't know, lamb is just so special to me.
Yeah. No, you don't have to preach, you're singing to the choir. I love lamb as well. So Hart, for you too, lamb is important, right?
Oh yeah, lamb, there's different type of lambs around the world. So in Turkey we have a lamb which is more fattier.
Yeah.
It has a tail that is all with fat.
Yeah.
We have New Zealand, we have Australia, which is very famous.
Yeah.
We have local lamb.
You know, the British lamb is tasty because they run too much and they don't have enough fat, the British lamb. Yeah. So
the fat is what gives the flavor, though.
Yeah. Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's why I love the lamb here. It's very different. Yeah. The fat, of course, is the flavor. Absolutely. Yeah. So dinner, weekend brunch. You do an extraordinary brunch here at Fish and Flora. What's the brunch experience all about?
Brunch experience is all about having fun. Come here with your family. Come here with your friend. You can come here for a date. I guess that's a great spot for a date, for sure. And then we'll try to make everybody happy here during the brunch. Brunch is very fun. It's very casual. You can eat like a lot of seafood. You can still start with some oysters. You can eat some seafood platter. But brunch is not just about seafood. Brunch is actually how it's supposed to be for brunch, because brunch is a different thing. Brunch is a whole thing. So we are keeping the brunch aura here. We have everything about brunch, but we just have like a couple fine touches with the seafood, which we are making some crepe madame. It's not croque madame, it's crepe madame.
So we have crepe madame.
Exactly.
Okay.
There is some crepe, Dungeness crab meat in it.
Yeah.
That's why we called it a crab madame. There's just like a couple dishes that we have like little touches in it on the menu.
Well, perfect for crab season and perfect to have on a date, a little bit of crab.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Crab makes everybody happy.
And of course, there are drinks being served. Mimosas at brunch?
Oh, mimosa, yes. You can't go wrong with mimosa. We have to have mimosa. Mimosa is the best for brunch. You'll just come here, eat maybe some crab madame and drink some mimosa next to it. It sounds great.
Sign me up. Table for two, please. The cocktail program is also part of the story here at Fish and Floor. I love the names of the cocktails, the Scarlet Hours, the Bourbon Cocktail. My favorite, Art and Choke. I love my gin. And with that, there's Campari, peppercorn syrup, grapefruit and tonic. I love the Queer Fashioned. Perfect for the neighborhood here. Here's one that caught my eye. The Pescatini.
Yes.
With anchovy vodka, gin, and dry vermouth. What's your favorite cocktail, chef?
So my favorite cocktail is, to be honest, Drain or Shine is a really good cocktail in the menu. But this Pescatini is very special. I'm not sure if there's some alcohol or like some cocktails around San Francisco, but... So, as a chef, I like, especially as a seafood restaurant, I'm a big fan of Josh Nealand. Josh Nealand makes a lot of things in around the world, and he's one of the like best fish butcher and restauranter I get, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I was just like going around his books. I was just like, you know, reading his books and other stuff. And then one day, I saw him like new book, and then there was like a fish martini. They were doing fish martini with the fish fat. Then we just don't want to do with the fish fat. And then we find another way to infuse the fish inside the vodka. And then we just create a pescatini here, which is, it's just like, it's not fishy flavor, but it's just like there's still some in the bag.
Yeah.
But it is still martini with the fish.
Well, I've got to come back for that cocktail.
Yes, please.
So, do you have a favorite cocktail?
I like the pescatini, actually. The infusion of the fish, and it's changing always seasonally. So that pescatini is not always the same pescatini. So the infusion with the seafood, with the alcohol, is, I think, something that everybody should try.
Well, friends, walking through the doors here and seeing how they have reimagined what used to be Cafe Floor, it's now Fish and Floor, and... I walked in, I thought, where am I? Am I in Istanbul? The lamps hanging over the bar. I mean, what you've done is incredibly impressive. The ambiance is really cool. All the love and passion by chef here on every single plate. The mastery behind the cocktails, behind the bar. Something for everyone here. Date night, a group of friends, the family, all welcome here for Fish and Floor at the corner of Market and Noe. I'll let you both have the last word. Why should people come and visit?
Why should people come and visit? We are unique. We are focused on seafood. We have an amazing spot in the city. Just come and enjoy.
I'm coming back. Chef?
So why you should come here? You should come here to taste maybe different unique flavor of seafood. You should come here and enjoy the seasonality. You should come here and enjoy some local products, and then just try something different, and then maybe you'll never eat it again because I might change the menu soon.
Well, you just have to keep on coming back.
Yes, please.
So, friends, like the salmon, don't go downtown. Come upstream to the Castro. Fish and Floor at the corner of Market and Noe. You'll be jolly glad you did. Great cuisine, great cocktails, a wonderful wine program as well. And hospitality that's warm along with the conviviality. It's a lovely new spot, and it warms my heart to be back here because it brings back memories of me first coming to San Francisco in America 30 years ago. And we're actually sitting right at the table where I used to always sit and have morning coffee. So you've done a lovely thing here. Thank you for the gift of your love and passion for this spot, Sahat, and you, Chef F.A. We thank you both. So, friends, more on Fish and Floor at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap.